When is a cause hopeless? How important is it to convince those around you to fight when they've already given up or simply think the job is just too impossible? And what if it's something that will affect the entire neighborhood when everyone around you will lose something if you don't fight? Do you give up or fight anyway? These are some of the key questions in the play Exit Strategy by Ike Holter, directed by Josh Costello, at Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley through September 29th. The setting is a high school in a mostly minority neighborhood on the south side of Chicago.
The play opens with a conversation between our vice principal and one of our veteran school teachers,
Michael J. Asbury, who plays Arnold, one of the teachers at the school.
The meeting reveals some interesting information about what is going to happen in the subsequent events of the production.
And we learn in that conversation that the school will be closed permanently at the end of the school year. The teachers will be out of jobs, and the students will be going elsewhere.
An occurrence that's happening all over the country. Gary, Indiana, had, I believe, close to 10 high schools in the city at one time, and I think now they only have one public high school that is left open. And how that has affected the community, those that teach in it, those that live in it, it's a pretty devastating event.
The teachers all chide Ricky, the vice principal, for not doing enough, and a student comes along to convince him that maybe he should fight back and try and enlist the neighborhood in joining him in the effort, and maybe, who knows, it won't be quixotic. The neighborhood and presumably most of the teachers are people of color, and Ricky is white. Is he playing the white savior, or is he just a little more convinced that change can happen than those around him? If at times the character of Ricky, played with enthusiasm by Adam Neiman, goes a bit over the top, then the character of Arnold in the acting of Michael J. Asbury brings things down a necessary notch. And Margot Hall, who opens the play in a stunning tour de force performance, is riveting as the other senior teacher. The play's not perfect. There's a hidden love story that falls flat and a touch of the supernatural that's hardly necessary, but Exit Strategy always comes back to the reality of contemporary urban life, and it's a story that is about school closure, but is also about so much more.
The scenario that we're dealing with in this play kind of crosses all kinds of lines. I don't think it's specific to school closures. This is just a microcosm of the way society is kind of moving.
Exit Strategy by Ike Holter, directed by Josh Costello, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through September 29th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.